Welcome to Hood Wave Disability Radio. I'm Daniel Hood, and today we will be interviewing Leah Hood. Leah Hood is a Special Olympian, and she enjoys life. She loves her leopard gecko. Here we go. Here's Leah.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about when you got interested in swimming.
Well, that's easy. I've always grown up with swimming, especially as a little kid. My dad was a swimmer and diver in his high school days. So just as I grew up, I was taught how to swim and dive. And my dad was also a swimming instructor as well, teaching other people how to swim. And he also had his first aid CPR, I think, going to help out in case of... I've always loved swimming.
And what is your goal, and what team would you like to participate in?
So my goal is to... Well, right now, I'm not swimming at the moment, so I'd like to get back into swimming. I also would like to learn how to... I would also like to go back into first aid CPR training and become a first aid CPR and... try to do some life-saving. Lifeguard. That was the name of it, being a lifeguard and help out with others. And then I used to be in St. Paul Magic, but I'm 35 now, so at that time it's just kind of, I was the oldest in the team, so with a bunch of teenagers. I mean, I loved it, but at the same time, it's not in my age range. So I'd like to try to find something in the area that's more my age. Another goal I have is I'm also a writer. I'd like to be a professional writer at some point in life, so that'd be kind of fun.
Well, tell us more about you.
Well, like I said, I'm a writer. I also have my dear husband here, and let's hear more about. I'm artistic, so I like to get into different crafts, and I like to paint. I like to draw. Well, not draw, but I like to color. I like making walking sticks. I'm more outdoorsy, so I like to be out in the outdoors. So it's kind of fun to be out and about, like meeting new people. That'd be actually a lot of fun.
Okay, well, tell others about your leopard gecko.
Well, my leopard gecko is a lizard. She'll be turning 7 in February. She's growing up so fast. But anyway, they live to be about 10 years or so. Well, at least females do anyway. I think the males turn out to be 20, if I remember correctly. It's been a while. But yeah, I'm a huge reptile fan, so I've always been interested in reptiles as a kid. Body acts more like a cat than anything. She kind of gets in there, and she kind of looks at you funny when you try to open the door, and when you think that she's going to be coming out, she'd turn her head going, "Nope, I don't want you. Leave me alone. Just give me my food and leave me alone."
Yeah, Lee and I have been together for about...
5 years.
I'm actually going on 5 and a half.
5 and a half, really? Wow, time flies.
Yeah, we actually met at a self-advocacy conference, and that was back in 2015. So we've been together for a little over approximately 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been quite a challenge, especially around the pandemic. Oh, that was obviously, it's been pretty much tough on a lot of people, especially with people with disabilities. And when a lot of people will be able to relate to, not exactly marriage issues, but, you know, with the pandemic, it was really hard because you were always, in the same place for long periods of time, working at it. So that's exactly what we're trying to do. And the fact that I have a goal of getting behind the microphone and being able to do interviews, especially with my wife here, it's going to be a lot of fun. And also, it's a big challenge. And I also want to get into audio production, doing the recording, but also, just doing the editing. There's going to be a lot of stuff I want to do, and getting involved, and especially getting involved with the Special Olympics, it's going to make a big impact, not just on me, but the people around me. I'm very excited to do this. So, and I want to thank Leah for joining us today.
Yeah, anytime.
And so that's pretty much it. It was a great interview, and I'm looking forward to doing more work. And thank you for taking interest. This is Hood Wave Disability Radio. This concludes this week's episode. My name is Daniel Hood, and I have a big interest in getting involved with radio broadcasting. And if you want to find out more about Hood Wave and Hood Wave Live, go to our website at www.hoodwave.org. Again, that is www.hoodwave.org. Hoodwave.org, and we want to thank you for taking interest.